In this episode, let's discuss how people in the COVID era are using Google to share and spread their love.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. You know, Think with Google's one of my favorite blogs. They pump out really good data, and they have a little data short right now on search with love. It's conveying affection online and how one of the most novel changes in this COVIDian era are how people are searching for ways to express how they feel. So for example, it's like, you know, normally we'd be able to get in front of people we love. Normally we'd be able to have dinner with our family. Like, I have seen my dad since the beginning of COVID maybe 3 times. One time I swung by and dropped off some toilet paper for him. I dropped some gag items in his bag for him. Because, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to make him laugh, right? So I dropped a lot. We also needed toenail clippers. And I'm sure he appreciates me talking about this. So I dropped some other funny things that I know would put a smile on his face in the bag. Two other times, he came by the office, which is only about a 5-minute drive from his house. And I brought food in. And since there's nobody here, the office is pretty much quarantined. So, but how we do this, how we express love in this virtual world is, you know, what people are returning to Google for, looking for ideas, and search phrases often contain signals of their intent. And as a business lead, and as an entrepreneur, as a marketer, or even as a sales lead, the way that your prospects go to Google and search for intent tells you a lot about what's going through their mind, what they're trying to accomplish. And you can use that to your advantage by putting content in front of them that aligns with their intent. In fact, an intent-driven search is much more valuable for your business than an ad that hits people cold that isn't aligned with the intent that they have when they're on that page. So, like, while we're on this topic, you know, when somebody goes to Facebook and they go through their newsfeed, that information is it's disruptive in the sense of like traditional advertising. It disrupts the flow of information or what somebody's currently doing. Like when you watch a TV commercial, that's disrupting the programming that you really wanted to watch. And as you go through your newsfeed on Facebook and you slide down through the page, you run into an ad, it's disrupting what you are already doing. But search intent is different. When somebody goes to YouTube and they search on something, it's and your ad pops up in front of them, if your ad aligns with the searchable key phrases and the intent, that's significantly more powerful than one that doesn't. Search phrases on Google often contain signals of intent. And this year, the use of the syntax for, and then fill in the blank, someone, has been especially high because of COVID. So for example, gifts for her, gifts for him, gifts for a nurse, gifts for a coworker, gifts for a dog. All of those searches are going way up through the roof because we're all looking for ways to give affection to someone. And Google gets to see this more than anybody. Now, when we search for someone, it means we're trying to find something, right, for someone else. And the average daily search phrases containing for friend in July, like, went through the roof. That, quote, someone is most often going to be a friend. And at nearly identical rates across weekends and weeks, we are searching with a friend in mind. Like, I love to send funny gag gifts to my mom's husband. His humor's demented, like mine. And so I like to send him odd shirts that I find on Amazon that an 85-year-old man should not be wearing. And I think it's hysterical that he would wear a shirt that says, blink if you want me. When he's supposed to be in public, he wears them only in the house, but it sure is funny and it makes me laugh. So I'm basically doing the same thing. I'm using Google, demonstrating my intent to give a gift for someone, a friend. And social distancing has moved our friendships online. Search phrases containing "for friend" has grown 2x since last year. Why? Because we can't go to the store or we can't go drive over and give somebody a gift. Instead, we use this whole remote world available to us and use this delivery mechanism of Amazon or Uber Eats or Grubhub or something, UPS, to deliver what we're trying to send to people, which is really a sign of affection or love. Now, we're also sending our friends more wishes. In fact, Google noticed that especially birthday wishes tend to be particularly high. Search phrases containing wishes for friend grew by 4 times since last year, right? You get it, because we're not going to a restaurant or meeting them at happy hour and buying them a beer. Instead of visiting our friends, we're messaging them now more than ever, and search phrases containing, quote, "message to friend," end quote, rose by 100% since last year, right? So that's kind of interesting to see, because we're all reacting to this COVIDian world. And like, even good morning song, even if it's just to say good morning, search phrases containing, quote, "friend good morning" grew by 20x since last year. Because look, we're not going to see our coworker that we love, the person that we would always make coffee with in the morning and share that moment, or the one that we just regularly would see as we would go through our day at the gym. Like, none of that stuff happens the way it used to. So searches containing "friend good morning," 20 times increase since last year. Now, we can't find words to express how we feel. We often search for them online. So, for example, I had a friend that had to go to a wedding and decided to jump onto Google and find some great jokes for a best man speech, right? Kind of feels like cheating. But search phrases containing quotes for friend up 100%. Quote, "best friend quotes." Oh, that was weird. I used quotes, and then inside the quote was the word quote. So best friend quotes are up 60%. Searches for good night quotes up 100%. How's this one? "Have you sent any hug gifts?" I don't know. Do you say gifts or gifs? Gif. I say gift gif. "Just so I cover all my bases, depending on you and what your issues are that are rambling around in your head with that gif word. So hugs for gift gif up 100%, heart emojis 70% increase, good morning wishes up 100%. Like, who said this world is divided? I see a lot of love when I look at this data. In fact, 2020 has been a difficult year, but with the help of search and tools like Google, it's fast becoming a banner year for virtual gestures of care and affection. In fact, this has happened in the entire business world, because we're all looking for ways to stay warmly connected to our prospects, how to demonstrate our appreciation that we're the trusted advisor along their path. And no easier way to see how this adjustment has taken place than how businesses are selling in this new world. Now, if your business is struggling to get in front of prospects, to develop a relationship, to demonstrate appreciation, to show affection, well, I've been trailblazing in this territory for a long time, and I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you on my website where you can discover many of my best secrets and strategies that I've been using for a decade for some of the fastest growing businesses in El Mundo. And these tactics work for mom and pop startups all the way up to juggernauts. And the cool thing is, I originally just started doing it for myself and I started seeing results. Then I started teaching it for others. Then businesses started to come and hunt me down. And now I'm seeing results where businesses that started it like in this summer are already up 30% because they're using these tactics. If you want to get some of my best strategies, I got 20 minutes of free learning on a landing page. And after watching it, if you say, hey, you know what? I might want to find out how Todd and his team could help us fill out the form on that page. And you can get into a 15-minute strategy call with me or one of my top strategists on how you could get your business to the next friggin' level. The place to go for this information is wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And look, you'll find me there dropping mad knowledge bombs, helping you get to the next level. And I'll continue to do my job, show you how this world is changing and evolving more towards a virtual on-demand buying experience. I'll be teaching you how to create binge-worthy buying experiences so your prospect in this new remote world, when they come to learn about your business, go through your knowledge transfer and your story beliefs and get excited and do that like they're on a slip and slide. And you can start by going to wirebuzz.com/remote-sales, and I'll give you a big peace out right here. Peace.